Welcome to Citizen Detective UK. So this is the first true episode. I'm recording this in the middle of the morning on a Saturday, in the dark, in the rain, in England. Perfect autumn weather to start a new true crime podcast. This episode is an extended trailer in a way because I'm still preparing and planning the early shows, but it helps us to get into the directories and online and all in the sherry type places where you guys find your podcasts to have some short episodes up and running. And this helps you as well because it helps you to understand whether this podcast is for you. So hopefully you'll have a great idea about whether you want to listen to more of us after this episode. So we have some great book reviews coming up. Carol Ann Lee's books about Myra Hindley and David Smith, the book about local cold case Dr. Helen Davidson by Monica Weller, and the Bill Jensen book about his own crowdsourcing approach to crime investigations. All of my podcasts have book reviews. I spend a lot of time reading, but that's because the internet doesn't contain all the world's knowledge, if you ever thought it did. And if you're looking for a serious, in-depth study on a topic, you need at least one book, more like several, as the internet barely skims the surface. So yes, I use the internet to find a book, and then I borrow or buy it and review it for you here. I do want to include interviews on this show, and I've been practicing with new software to bring you those at a high level of quality. So we're not talking about crackly Skype chats or Zoom calls, which you're all getting familiar with this year. I want to get as close as possible to having the interview guest sitting here next to me in the home studio. And I thought you'd like to know about some of the cases that are important to me and that got me involved and interested in true crime. Christopher Laverack disappeared in Hull aged 9 in the early 1980s. His killer was known to the police, but without DNA and other modern techniques, it was years before they finally named his uncle as the killer, and not until that uncle had assaulted other people. That case went unsolved for I think it was over 20 years. The Kirsty Carver case came along before Christopher's killer was found, but that case was resolved much more quickly, although not before they'd searched our garden for the body. It's easy to forget that thousands of murders are solved, especially when it's the cold cases and the unsolved murders that capture the public's attention. The Moores murders affects me to this day, even though I wasn't alive when they happened, but I was at an impressionable age when Pauline Reed's body was found in 1987 on moorland similar to the moors where we went for day trips and holidays in Yorkshire. Ruth Ellis bothers me because she was local to where I live now and because it seems that she was just as much a victim as the person she killed. She was the last woman to be hanged in Britain. And if events had unfolded in a slightly different sequence, that honour would have gone to Moore's murderer Myra Hindley, who escaped the gallows by just a few short months. These are the stories that linger in my dreams decades after the crimes. And what about the victims? It's become common in recent years, and I really like this, that books and researchers are focusing more on the victims than they used to do, when in the past the heroes of any crime show or thriller might have seemed like the killers. They are the people who are the misfits, the weirdos, the people with troubled lives, the people, so we think or like to think, who are so different from us that they capture the mind. Many of us who are drawn into this world are drawn in by the fear and curiosity associated to the killers. So yes, we will focus a little more on the victims than other shows. Who were they? Why were they killed? What were their lives like? Let's remember the victims first. And in case we're getting too drawn down by the fear and depression of all of this murder, we have the factoids. I've enjoyed doing these on Spies of London, and I'm going to do these here as well. If you listen to Steve Wright in the afternoon, you'll know that the factoids are sometimes true and sometimes not. But which is which? So sorry this is an extended trailer, but I think it's important that you know what's coming. There are hundreds of podcasts out there, and you need to know I'm not wasting your time. If you're in the UK and you love true crime, and you think you might even want to solve one with some friends or on your own, you're in the right place. It helps this show to get into the directories by doing these short episodes, and it also gives me time to plan and research the autumn shows I have coming up. See you next time on Citizen Detective UK.